Blog Talk Radio.
So the Most High is going to stop the flowing of the people going into that country. Read.
Jeremiah chapter 51, the end of verse 44. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. Verse 45. My people, go ye out of the midst.
Hold up, read that again.
My people, go ye out of the midst.
I think within this chapter he said flee and get out of her around 3-4 times. Right? Read.
My people, go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Most High Ahiah. And let your heart faint, and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. A rumor shall both come 1 year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor. And
wars and rumors of wars. You're hearing about it, and because it's not happening, you think it's not going to happen. Read.
Verse 46. End of verse 46. And violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Verse 47. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon. And her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then the heaven and the earth, and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon. For the spoiler shall come up unto her from the north, saith the Most High Ahiah. As Babylon hath caused the slain of Israel to fall, so as Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away. Stand not still. Remember the Most High Ahiah afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind.
Listen to this clear. Ye that have escaped the sword, that means you escaped the destruction that coming to Babylon, go away and stand not still. So when you leave, remember the power or the God Ahiah afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. That looking forward, not looking back. Now let Jerusalem come into your mind. She's finished. Right? Read.
Verse 51. We are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers are coming to the sanctuary of the Lord's house.
Strangers have destroyed us. Strangers have destroyed our sanctuary, our belief. They destroyed our understanding so that we cannot connect to our God. They've given us their gods. Baal, Baal, Satan, the dragon, Moloch. These are the gods we've been worshiping ignorantly. Jesus. Okay, we ain't know nobody named Jesus. Total madness. And then when we wake up and understand these things, we say, well, hold up. I'm a stranger here. You dragged me here. And the Most High starts reviving us. They're like, okay, we have one who's the extremist. You're a terrorist. Read on.
Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 52. Wherefore, behold, the days come, saith the Most High Ahiah, that I will do judgment upon her graven images.
You're going to destroy all your images and your idols. And man, if you look at, if you even look at Washington, D.C., it's idol after idol. Monuments of idols. Obelisks, which is man's personal member. That's what an obelisk is. What's that, the Washington Monument? Idols every place. Five-pointed stars every place. But what if some did not believe? So what if you don't believe what we're teaching you? Paul asked, so what if some did not believe? Shall your unbelief make the faith of God without effect? You mean the Most High is going to stop his own program because you don't believe them? No, you're dead. That's what you are. Okay, his program was before us. And it will be well after us. And that's for the people that's walking out there. And there's wars all the time. There have always been these situations. Every few years this happens. Nothing is going to change. That's a dead man.
Shabbat Shalom, Barak Hashem, off the water, peaceful Sabbath. Bless you all. And thank you for tuning in to Friday Night Sabbath, coming out of Babylon. where we connect the dots of our reality and current events with the Word of God and Bible prophecy. I'm your host, Brother and Elder Lamar Karab, here with the Gathering of Christ Church for this Friday night broadcast. It is July 8th, 2022, 7:09 p.m. Central Standard Time. I pray you brothers and sisters out there are blessed and doing well this evening. And I hope that you all are staying cool and that, you know, definitely the dog days of summer. As we are in the height of the summer season, I believe I looked on my dash today. It's at 109 degrees where I'm at. So it is extremely hot in my neck of the woods. So hopefully you all are staying cool out there, you know, staying hydrated, you know, lots of water, electrolytes, you know, probably lots of ice and things like that to keep your temperature down. And so, you know, just within the heat itself, I hope you're overcoming that challenge as well as all the other challenges that are happening right now in our reality. So I pray you all out there are well this evening as we are getting ready for the Sabbath, which starts Friday night at sundown. All right, before we get started with the broadcast, I want to give all praises to the Most High, whose name is Ahaya in the Hebrew. Exodus 3:14 and verse 13, I am that I am, told Moses, till I am, have sent thee, which in the Hebrew is Ahaya. Also his son, whom the world calls Jesus Christ. His name is Yeshaya in the Hebrew. And the Holy Spirit, who is Ruach in the Hebrew. And they make up the Godhead or the Alahayim, the powers in the heavens that created the heavens and the earth. Okay, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I want to give all praise, honor, and glory for being here on another weekly Sabbath as well as another broadcast. It's always a blessing to come here, to be here, and to bring forth information as we definitely have a lot to cover tonight. So it's definitely going to be a good broadcast. Hope you're going to sit with us. Have your pen and pad. You're ready to, jot down all the different information we'll be going into tonight. And again, it's never promised to be here, so it's always a blessing to have this opportunity. And especially with how crazy everything is in our reality, it's I don't know if people really realize just how difficult it is to be here, to do a broadcast. So many challenges, so many things going on. The devil is busy, but that's okay because we are just as busy laboring in this work. And to be here before you tonight to give you some definitely much needed information and updates to what's going on in our reality according to Bible prophecy. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get the title before we go into some announcements. The broadcast title for tonight is Resetting Table, the Manufactured Collapse of Our Food Supply. Resetting the Table, the Manufactured Collapse of Our Food Supply. All right, so it may be a mystery right now as to what the title is referring to in its totality, but don't worry, we're going to go into the breakdown of the title with the information we're bringing out tonight. Just want everybody to know what the title is so you can get a brief introduction there. And so We will be streaming here on YouTube tonight. Typically, if it's not dealing with the information regarding the pandemic or anything health-related, we'll be here on YouTube, okay? But if it's dealing with, you know, what they call the greatest disease the world's ever seen in 2020 that shut the whole world down, the DVOC 91, which is the name of that pandemic spelled backwards, or said backwards, and we'll be at Twitch. Okay, so tonight, not really dealing with that so much. And so we can be here as far as I know and talk about the content without receiving any, without receiving any type of pushback from this platform. So how you can view this broadcast tonight, if you would like to tune in, you can tune in through video, through YouTube. GOCC Southwest on YouTube is the channel we are broadcasting on through video tonight. And, you know, you can listen as well. You don't have to necessarily watch through YouTube, but that's how you can, the primary way how most people are probably viewing the information tonight is through YouTube. We're also simulcasting through Blog Talk Radio. And if you would like to call in, listen to your phone, you have something you would like to say, question, you can call 515-05-9327. 515-605-9327. If you have a comment, anything you'd like to say, or a question, press 1. That puts you in the guest call queue, and I'll periodically check the calls throughout the broadcast and bring you in. Okay? So those are two ways that you can view the broadcast for tonight. So go ahead and let everyone know out there that we're here on YouTube tonight. Go ahead and post this on your social media. You know, send a text out, email, you know, word of mouth, however you do it. Let everyone know where we are. Let's get those algorithms turning. Hopefully with us getting the numbers up, we'll have more people with an opportunity to happen across this video or this broadcast tonight that maybe before didn't know what was going on, and they can come in and get a dose of the information that we're going to be bringing out for this evening. Okay. Also in the description box, you can find our backup channel, which is Odyssey, GOCC Southwest on Odyssey, where we upload the videos that we stream on Twitch. Okay, because Twitch only gives us a 2-week archive there. Okay. After 2 weeks, the video on Twitch is no longer available, and we then have to upload it to Odyssey. So if you're looking for any past broadcasts, you don't see it here on YouTube, go check out our Odyssey channel. You can also go to the About section here on YouTube. The About section tells you or has the actual link for Odyssey, Twitch, all of our other channels that we have. We have some other backup channels like DLive, but we haven't had to use those as of yet, so nothing going on there, just a backup channel that we've set up in the event that we have to find an alternative with all the censoring that's going on right now with free speech, all right? So that is the announcements for tonight, for the broadcast for tonight. We also have the Hebrew and Bible Academy. We are pretty much getting close to the halfway mark, I believe, where week 6, 7, somewhere in there. I can't keep up with the actual week numbers, but halfway through. So if you would like to join and learn more about the Hebrew and Bible Academy, historytimes.org, you probably wouldn't want to wait until the next upcoming installment if you haven't been enrolled on this one yet, because you'll probably miss out on some of the videos that and lessons that have already have happened. HistoryTimes.org for the Academy, all right? We also have the website for the church, GatheringOfChrist.org, GatheringOfChrist.org, all right, where you can check out a lot of different things when it comes to things in regards to this particular church. Whether it's getting the calendar, the GOCC network, all the different material, all the different resources the church has that you can find out more is gatheringofchrist.org. Also, make sure you subscribe to the church primary and backup channels on YouTube. A Gathering 144 is the primary channel. History, GOCC NYC, excuse me, GOCC NYC for the backup or secondary YouTube channel for the Sabbath lessons, the Wednesday night broadcasts, etc. Okay, so those are the ways that you can really stay linked into the church is these particular links that I've given out. And I believe that's it. I believe that's it. So without any further delay, let's go ahead and go right into tonight's information. Let me bring it up again here. The title for tonight, we have Resetting the Table, the Manufactured Collapse of Our Food Supply. Resetting the Table, the Manufactured Collapse of Our Food Supply. So what does this mean? Resetting the table. I'm pretty sure, you know, some of you know what that means. There's probably some that don't. We're going to, show why, you know, that is in the title. And also the manufactured collapse of our food supply. Now, that is probably something more people are familiar with, at least when it comes to understanding what that means. And so what we're going to do, it could be Most High's will through the Spirit of the Most High, is examine what's going on with our food supply right now and in the upcoming near future. When you talk about a manufactured collapse, that means an engineered and orchestrated and a controlled destruction or destroying of how we get our food and what we eat. And so you may have those out there who may believe that that's impossible. You know, it's impossible for someone to first be able to have the, you know, power to pull off such a feat, but also who would think of something so diabolical to do that? Okay, but, you know, understanding that there are many, many people in this world, so it wouldn't be just one person that would be able to do such a feat. It would take a collective. And so we're going to shine a light. And for those who maybe are skeptical on this possible manufacturing and the collapse of our food system, our food supply chain, to show them information tonight. And also for those who may just don't know, maybe you're on the fence as to know what to believe or think, or maybe those who are totally clueless that this is even going on. You have some people, they have food on their shelves right now, so everything seems normal. So we're going to go into that tonight and show what's going on and let brothers and sisters make their own minds up. As, you know, I'm just here to blow the trumpet. I'm the messenger. I'm here to deliver the mail. Whether or not you open the mail, you read the mail, you do what you're supposed to do with the mail is each and every person's responsibility, okay? I'm just here to do the delivering. So don't shoot the messenger. We have the receipts, okay? We have the information, and we're going to let the information speak for what's going on. And we're going to hear from the talking heads, okay? We're going to hear from those who are the authoritative powers that rule over us. Okay, the huge corporate industrial complex who have these corporations, the billion-dollar corporations that are actually in place to have a big piece of control in different aspects and sectors of our reality and our society. We're gonna hear from them. We're going to see some of the things that they're into. We're also going to hear and see what the mainstream media is talking about this. So, you know, the government, corporate, media, industrial complex. Okay, we're going to hear from them, as well as also look at alternative information that's not being reported to see if we can find a balance in between the two to be able to come to some solid conclusion as to what's really going on versus what we're being told and what we're being shown. All right? So show and tell for you brothers and sisters tonight. And before we go into the current event portion of the information in the broadcast for tonight, I want to go through some scriptures. I want to go through some scriptures. And the last broadcast we did, it was the, let me get the title here. I don't want to misquote it. It was a very lengthy title. Unraveling the Mystery of the Sudden Arrhythmic Death Syndrome. Unraveling the Mystery of the Sudden Arrhythmic Death Syndrome, meaning a lot of people are out here dropping dead, and it's a surprise and a mystery to a lot of people who don't know what's going on, or even maybe even know that it's going on, because it's been normalized to a place to where you look at it as just somebody who just died. But the key thing is the mystery. So we're living in a time to where things are either a mystery to you, or things are or have been revealed and are not a mystery to you. And you can see things, not everything, but a lot of things you can see very clearly. And there may be some things here and there that we don't see clearly. And so hopefully as time progresses, and even in broadcasts like these, we can point out little bits of information and show things that maybe can connect some dots for people who maybe didn't understand or know what was going on, all right, to understand certain aspects of our reality. All right, but you have those who are in a dumbfounded state right now. And this dumbfounded state, the Bible refers to in the Apocalypse of Baruch as a stupor. As a stupor. Also, we see words like deception, okay, in the scriptures, you know, being deceived, all those type of things. And that's basically when you're not understanding what's going on, whatever it is a mystery. Okay, it's an unsolved mystery to you. And without, you know, the proper edification to be able to be shown what's going on, and the eyes and ears to see and hear, and to in the spirit, the humble spirit to receive it, you continue to stay in that mysterious, dumbfounded, stupor state of mind. All right, so I want to deal with that mystery once again in scripture. Some of what we dealt with the last broadcast we did to what is going on in our reality and the mystery that could be there for those when it comes to our food supply. Because whenever you look at the shelves and the shelves are full, but then someone's telling you that there's a famine coming or a food shortage, or that someone is purposefully destroying or collapsing our food supply, and you're unaware, then now it's a mystery. And you're confused trying to understand, what are they talking about? I go to the store every day and there's food on the shelves. Everything's normal. Okay, so then now you're in a state of mystery. So let's deal with that, going back to Colossians chapter 1. Let me pull my screen up here so you all can follow along with me here. Colossians chapter 1, verse 26 tells us, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. What mystery? If we keep reading, it tells us, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. The word now, of course, it says Jesus here, but we know the letter J has only existed for about 400 years. So before the 1600s, there was no letter J. And when you do the research and you go into the Hebrew, you understand that Christ's name, his true name, was a Hebrew name, and his name is Yeshua, which means my Savior. Okay? So the mystery is the preaching. And notice how he says warning. Okay? Warning every man. Okay? So we must warn the people that there's a judgment coming. There's a judgment for living in unrepentant sin. Okay? And that warning is letting you know of the judgment and the actual things that come with judgment, like a famine and you being out of pocket with no food because you were in sin and you were blind. You weren't warned about the upcoming famine, or whether it's a war or it's a natural disaster or whatever it is that can be a judgment, or you just dropping suddenly dead, or you going and taking a medical procedure out of fear because everyone else is doing it and your government told you that you need to do this for your health sake, and then you doing that and that being a mystery to you, and now inflicting suicidal kamikaze type death. So it is our job to warn every man through preaching and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ. Okay, so all of the mystery are the things pertaining to Christ, being baptized and repenting, and the prophetic judgment that he is going to bring to this earth, and it will be a culmination, meaning there will be a series of events leading up to his return. There will be birth pangs in this earth. There will be tribulation in this earth before his arrival for the ultimate judgment. And through this tribulation, many will be judged by many different factors. Okay? Famine, sword, plague, war, all different types of judgments for the sinners. It says, verse 29, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Now, let's go ahead and build upon this, and let's go now to Revelation and talk about this mystery being the gospel of Christ or the testimony of Christ. So when we go to Revelation 19, it says here, and I fell at his feet, Revelation 19 and 10, and I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Yeshua. Worship God, for the testimony of Yeshua is the spirit of prophecy. Okay? So the testimony of Christ is the spirit of prophecy. That's the gospel. Okay, so when you have the gospel, you have the spirit of prophecy, meaning you can prophesy to people, you can edify them, past, present, and future. Okay, so you can't separate Bible prophecy from Christ. Okay, because everything leading up to his return is prophetic. It is part of the gospel or his testimony. The mystery. Because this earth and this world has been taught Christianity. All right? We haven't been given the true testimony of Christ. Only a remnant would get access to it, and only a remnant would accept it. Time and chance happens to all men, so all men have the opportunity to repent and come to Christ, but Christ said, seek and ye shall find. So how many people are truly seeking Christ right now? If you're not seeking him, you're not going to find him. And that's not an excuse to you not being judged. Because you didn't seek him, you're exempt. No, you will still be judged. Right? So time and change happens to all of us. There is an opportunity in our life where the truth is presented before us in some form or fashion. And from there, us accepting it, it becomes a journey. A journey to continue growing in truth. You don't get all the truth in day one of you accepting the path to Christ. It doesn't come in all in one day. You will learn the truth for the rest of your life. You will follow that path for the rest of your life. He that endures until the end, the same shall be saved. So you're not saved in that moment because you received the testimony of Christ in a 5-minute conversation or a 5-hour teaching. It's impossible. There's no way you're going to be able to get all of it at once. It's a continuous, long-term study in this word, in the spirit, for the rest of your life. All right? So, but for a lot of people, because they don't accept the testimony of Christ, they don't seek him, they don't set out on that straight and narrow path to follow him, then everything else in our reality becomes a mystery to them prophetically. They're confused when it comes to prophecy. You could have this happen in the earth, and people don't know what to make of it. Gas prices go up and are high. And because they're in a stupor, they look at it and try to scientifically break it down. Well, because stocks are crashing, or because crypto is crashing. See, now they're trying to explain it from man's perspective as far as what's going on, from a scientific perspective. We're not understanding it according to Bible prophecy. Okay? And it leaves you in a state of stupor. And you'll operate in that stupor as if it's truth and is the real reality when you're really in delusion. All right? So that's what we're dealing with right now. When these things happen in the earth, those who are blinded, when you talk to them and they're confused and they have no idea what they're talking about, you listen to them and you're like, this person is out of touch, out of sight, out of mind. Okay? All you can do is shake your head at them of how lost and confused they are or what's going on. It's because they rejected Christ. They rejected his testimony. So therefore, they're blinded from the spirit of prophecy and understanding the mysteries. Which takes us now to our next book, chapter, and verse here. We're going to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And we're going to start at verse 1. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 1 reads, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Yeshua Christ, and by our gathering together unto him. So here it is, his coming. His coming, it's prophecy. He hasn't came yet. So you're prophetically proclaiming his second coming and arrival, and by our gathering together unto him. We're coming together under Christ to get ready for his return. Verse 2, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. So when you understand the Bible and you understand prophecy, there's no reason to be scared, okay? Because for one, you know this has to happen in order for us to receive the kingdom of heaven and to receive our salvation, okay? It can't be stopped. What we're reading here in his coming can't be stopped. So if that's the case, why are you scared? Not only that, but the fearful won't make it to the kingdom anyway. So if you're scared that Christ is coming, if you're scared, you're saying, I'm scared he's coming back. So that means you're scared of him. Well, you should only be scared of him if you've done something wrong and you're unrepentant. If not, and you're in righteousness, what are you scared for? Okay? So Paul is saying don't be shaken when you see this reality and the craziness going on in our reality. Because Christ has given us the power to conquer all demons, the power to tread on serpents and scorpions. He hasn't given us a spirit of fear. So don't be troubled, neither by spirit, meaning you're feeling anxiety in your spirit because you see what's going on, and you can be in your mind, you're getting dreams, and you know you're seeing visions and stuff. Can't be scared. Can't be troubled. Can't be shaken in mind. Nor by word. So when you're reading these scriptures, you know, a lot of people, a lot of Christians, I don't go into Revelation. It's scary. I don't go into the book of Daniel or the book of Jude. It's scary. You know, whatever these excuses are people have for not reading the word of God, you will be judged by that because you're shaken or troubled by what the word says. Okay? It's too apocalyptic. It's fear-mongering. Whatever terminology or things people say, you can't be shaken by that or troubled by that when you're reading this word. This word should comfort you because in that destruction, you see a saving. You see a people being saved. So you should count yourself as part of those being saved. Now, there's a flip side to that. You don't want to be in delusion and not be in the right standing and think that, hey, I don't got nothing to worry about and you're living in sin. Or rapture's coming, or whatever it is, you know, delusion you're believing in. So there's a flip side to that. But if you believe you have the true doctrine of Christ, the true testimony that we're reading of, it's the mystery to the world, there's no reason to be shaken in mind or troubled at what's going on or what you read in this Bible, nor by letter as from us. So when we put these lessons together or we put these broadcasts together and we're breaking it down and showing you what's going on, that's not a reason to be shaken in mind or troubled either. You know, I've seen some people in the chat speaking on, you know, the Friday night chat, say things, you know, that seem like they would be a little bit fearful. Like, hey, you know, can we have some uplifting scriptures? Well, when you're reading the Bible, the whole book is uplifting. Okay? It doesn't matter what verse we're reading. If we're reading a verse and it's not uplifting you, then you have to now examine yourself to see what's going on when you're not being uplifted by the word. Okay? And not that we don't have, try to do scriptures at the end that are maybe more suited for upliftment. But if we're going through the book of Revelation and I don't leave the book of Revelation or whatever elder doesn't leave the book of Revelation, you shouldn't take that as it's not uplifting because we were in Revelation the whole broadcast. Or we was in this prophet in his writings the whole broadcast and it's doom and gloom. Nah. That's not how it works. So if we're thinking and looking at, you know, the word in that way or lessons in that way, then we have to start examining what's going on with us that's causing us to think like that. And not only that, it says here, Paul says, as the day of Christ is at hand. So why are you shaken and troubled knowing that Christ is coming? He's coming, is here. We're here. We're at that day. It's not a mystery for those who understand he's going to return, that he gave signs to show us what that would look like upon his arrival. Right? Sometimes we get in such a state of hysteria that, you know, it's like we forget he's coming back. We're just more focused on the things that are happening on. Oh, look at the gas prices and the food is gone and the pandemic, the lot. We're so focused on all the stuff that's going on and not focused on Christ. Right? So we have to focus on Christ and not everything else that's going on. Like some of that stuff that's going on, you see it, you prepare for it, and then you move on from it. Don't get so caught up in it and it's going on because you can't control it. It's going to happen. It is what it is. All right? So I just want to make sure brothers and sisters understand how to compartmentalize things, what's going on, and file it away and don't meddle around in things that, you know, are heavy on your spirit. Okay? Here's another big thing, verse 3, in these times. 2 Thessalonians 2:3, let no man deceive you by any means. That's the same thing Christ told us in Matthew 24, giving signs of his coming. The first thing he warned was that there would be a huge deception in the world. First thing, it's going to be a lot of people deceiving a lot of people. So now you must look for the deception. And you must now research and study to show yourself approved to make sure you are not being deceived by any man, by any means. Right? So when those people are in a stupor or they're in their own reality, which is a delusion, they're now deceived. You're not in the real reality. Or when they give you a reality that's not the real reality, you're deceived. And Christ and Paul warned us about this, right? For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that a man, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. So, except there come a falling away first, meaning that the children of Israel will go all the way astray from their God. And you look at the reality right now, who we know the children of Israel, starting with black, primarily black Americans, all right, tribe of Judah. Of course, we have the other Negro tribes. We have the Hispanic tribes, but primarily Judah. What are we out here into right now? We're into everything but the Most High. Okay, we're doing everything under the sun, and the Most High is the last thing in our minds. We've fallen away. So we're in that day. It says, that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. So we've fallen all the way off away from the Most High God, and that day is here now. Okay? There's more confirmation we're in that day. When you look out and you see the children of Israel, you see men running around, pants hanging off their behind, you know, sliding down poles in the hail, lap dancing on the devil's lap. You see our sisters twerking on police cars and in restaurants, and people, white owners trying to run in there and stop them and tell them they can't do that here. You know, sisters are at funerals now, giving lap dances at funerals. Listen, we've fallen all the way off for the Most High. So we're in that day. And with that comes deception. Because now when you're in that state of debauchery, now the government can tell you whatever they want. The media can tell you whatever they want. And you're going to believe it, hook, line, and sinker. Okay? Because you're in a total delusional state of mind. You're in a state of cognitive dissonance, disconnected from reality. The only thing you're thinking about is pleasing your flesh, your lust. And that's that man of sin being revealed, the son of perdition. So when we peel back the layers of the black community, who do we see in the middle? We see that man of sin, the son of perdition, the devil in the middle, having a party. And we're right there partying with them. I mean, look at the music. I mean, hip-hop done turned all the way satanic music, WAP music or WAP music. Our women now, you know, they near being better rappers than men, you know, whereas, hey, it was just a couple of decades ago, women didn't even listen to hip-hop like that. They listened to R&B. Not anymore. No more love songs. Only love songs now are hip-hop, mumble rap, to the devil, with all types of debaucheries going on. That's it. So the devil's in the middle of the black community having a party right now. But we're revealing him. We're showing that this is him in the midst of our community. We've fallen away and have been deceived in believing into the American dream of being integrated into Gentile culture. All right, they've integrated us. We were segregated. We had our own culture. We were into God. We were into the Bible. Not that we had all the truth, but we at least believed in the Bible. They separated us from that. They integrated us into the way of the heathen, accepted all their holidays, their pagan traditions, their feminism, their LGBT community. We've fallen all the way off, fam. That's who we are. Verse 4. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worship. Isaiah 14 tells us that Lucifer said he shall be like the Most High. He shall ascend above the heights of the clouds. Okay. And exalt himself as if he was the Most High. And we're helping him do that. As a people, we're giving him that power. So that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So he's tricked us into serving and worshiping him. How many times you see our people into all this debauchery, and the first thing they want to say is, I thank God. I just want to thank God. They even sometimes will put scriptures up, right? And doing all type of twerking and all type of madness going on, talking about scriptures. Like, what God you serving? Yeah, this is the God you serving, the son of perdition, the man of sin. Verse 5. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. Yes, we're in that time where the revelation has come. He has been revealed. The devil can no longer hide. He's in the details. And everything that that the saints can see, examine, they see the devil in the details. Whereas in the past, we didn't see him. We were in the world at 1.2 where we didn't see him. We may have known that some things we were doing were wrong. There were a lot of things we were looking at. He was right there the whole time. We didn't know. Verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. So the devil's been working for a long time. Okay? He's been working since the beginning when Adam and Eve fell. Before that, when the angels fell. Working in sin. Okay? And he's able to trick people into sin, which means that the sin has then now become a mystery to you. Where you're in sin and you don't know you're in sin. Okay? He deceived the whole world. And now you're in the mystery of sin. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Verse 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. So here comes Christ to deal with the devil upon his return from the heavenly realm. His second coming. That's the mystery. All that we're reading is the mystery that's been hid, that was sealed. It's now the seals are broken. It's now being revealed to his saints. And now we see Christ coming back to fight for us. Where is there not comfort in that? Right? To know that we have a spiritual phenomenon working in our favor and in our behalf. It's going to destroy this devil once and for all. This serpent. We got to deal with him no more. And his tricks and his manipulations and his traps and all that. Verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness and righteousness in them that perish. So that's where the deception comes in, is the unrighteousness. So if he can get you in the mystery of sin, and have you in sin in a state of mystery and not know that you're in sin, eating pork, celebrating pagan holidays, on and on and on and on. Okay. Now you're in a state of deceivableness. You're easy to be deceived now. because of your unrighteousness. And through that, the wages of sin is death, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because you're in sin and you refuse to repent when now it's being shown to you that it's sin, and your sin has deceived you, you're going to die. At some point, there's no more grace. That's the time we're in right now. The deceived, the dumbfounded, and the stupor, and the state of mystery are being prepped for death. A lot of them already, because they've taken the medical procedure in their arm. The scorpion sting, the DVOP 91. Because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. So when Christ was brought to you and said, hey, look, you have to repent. You can't do that no more. You can't eat that no more. You can't celebrate that no more. And the place for repentance was open to them to repent, and the truth was brought to them in love so that you could be saved. You chose sin because you were blinded by sin. The truth didn't make sense to you. It was like speaking Chinese. It was foreign concept. A pig is bad. It's a foreign concept. When you really want to eat that pig, there's nothing that you can tell somebody about it being bad that they're going to be able to embrace. They're going to eat that pig. Okay? All deceivableness of unrighteousness. So that you can be saved, verse 11. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. And we know who the father of lies is, the son of perdition, the man of sin. So because you want to reject God's covenant, his commandments, and you don't love the truth, but you love sin, he's going to send you an alternate reality to believe in, where the common cold is the greatest disease that ever hit the earth, and we've been living with the common cold for decades. But now it's become this pandemic. That's called a strong delusion, that you should believe a lie. Right? That poisonous injections that have unnatural ingredients, should I say that? That's medicine. We're going to pump you full of chemicals, not tell you you need to change your diet, you need to get some exercise, you need to get some herbs, none of that. The injection is what you need. And that's going to save you from the world's greatest disease that's just a common cold. Strong delusion. Or you look on your shelves and you'll see food, and somebody will tell you that there's a famine that you can't see on your shelves. And in some instances, maybe some instances, you'll see the shelves empty. But understand there's a supply chain. And if you don't understand what's going on with that supply chain, it may deceive you into looking at the shelves and thinking that there can't possibly be a famine coming because the shelves are fine. Strong delusion that you should believe a lie. Verse 12, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So that's the condemnation. That Christ came into the world as the light of the world, but men rather love darkness. They're damned. They're condemned. Because you're telling them, look, yeah, you live in this world, and there's a lot of things you can do in this world, but there's things you got to give up. And because they don't want to give it up and believe the truth, they are damned because they have pleasure in sin. They've been in sin. They love the sin. You tell them, hey, stop twerking. You know, st- Stop selling drugs. Stop the criminal activity. No. Not giving it up. Stop the weed smoking, all those things. There's too much pleasure in it. So now they become under strong delusion. And that's when you see, you know, a lot of times you'd be the biggest weed smokers. They sit up there thinking they're so deep. But really what they're deep in is deep in delusion. And the more weed they smoke, the deeper of the delusion they go into. Just rattling off pure philosophy, coming up with all this wild theories of what's going on and thinking they're kicking deep knowledge. And that's kind of like, you know, when you have pleasure in sin, you don't have to smoke weed. You could be a spiritual weed smoker, a spiritual crackhead, okay, to where the sin becomes the crack. And it puts you in a state of stupor to where the only thing you can think about is that sin and nothing else matters. Okay? And it don't hit you until the reality shift and it's too late. Now it gets real. And now your psychosis is broken. But it's too late for a lot of people. Because a lot of people understand and know, but they don't want to know. They'll accept some things. Oh, yeah, well, there is a life for the people. You know, some historical things. But when it comes to repentance and putting down that sin, can't do it. So that's the mystery now of iniquity that's working, putting people in a state of stupor. And so now, transitioning to our broadcast and title for tonight, resetting the table, the manufactured collapse of our food supply and the mystery that's going on within this, that a lot of people have no clue this is going on. All right, I think I see some people saying that YouTube is tripping. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on. Says it keeps switching to other YouTube programs. So I don't know who all is dealing with this issue. But let me see. I don't want to lose the stream. Let me see if I switch something up here real quick. Let me just try to make a switch here real quick. Let me make a switch real quick and see if this fixes it before we continue. All right, so I'm back on. Let me refresh here. Let's see here. All right, so I switched my router up, and let's see if now that has fixed the issue. So we'll see. But if it's not too bad, hopefully y'all can bear through it. And I am recording this, so I can always upload this to Odyssey without any problems because the program I'm using records it without any type of buffering or anything. So it'll be a smooth transition. You can watch it, rewatch it there. But hopefully you can bear through whatever issues. But it says, let's see here. Said excellent condition. Now it says no data. So I don't know. It could be my service provider. It could they, you know, kind of internet hasn't been as good as I would like to have it. So it's not, just so you all know, it's not you all's end, because I'm seeing it too on my end. So I don't want anyone thinking to switch your laptops and stuff around. But you don't have to worry about switching, because it's not on y'all's end. Okay, it's not on y'all's end. So we'll you know, go forward, see what we come up with here. And then if there's any issues, let me know. But again, tonight's broadcast, resetting the table, the manufactured collapse of our food supply. Let's see if we can cut through this mystery right now. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that are out there that think that there is nothing wrong with our food supply. And so then that brings forth a mystery. If some are saying there is and some are saying there's not, well, we need to look no further than the president of the United States himself, Sloppy Joe. Let's hear Sloppy Joe here. He gave a speech not too long ago where he stated, expect real food shortages due to Ukraine war. So if you won't believe us when we say that there is a problem with the food supply, manufactured or not, whether you want to believe they're intentionally doing it or not, Sloppy Joe is telling you there's a food shortage coming. Let's hear it from the horse's mouth. So he said the food shortage is real. These sanctions just aren't imposed upon Russia, but a lot of other countries as well. Like who? Like America? So that sounds like a kamikaze effect or a suicide effect. We're going to blow ourselves up as long as we get those darn Russians. If we can blow them up with us, then, hey, that's all we're looking to do. Now, does that sound like a common sense approach to war, is to blow your enemy up along with yourself? Is that smart? Or does that sound like a crackhead move? Let's hear that again. Including European countries and our country as well. So here it is. The president of the United States just told you food shortages are coming, and it's due to the Ukraine war, but not just the Ukraine war, but the sanctions. The sanctions that the U.S. government put on Russia that's going to affect Europe and America. Now, is that a common sense food, war strategy, that you're going to choke yourself to death in the event of trying to fight your enemy? But he told you it's real. So, hey, if you don't want to believe me, believe the horse here. But you believe whatever you want. All I'm doing is telling you this is what they said. There it is. All right. And someone in the chat said that Joe been utilizing them crack pipes. Well, I'll just say this, that those free crack pipes you sent out, if you get one in the mail and it's been used, hey, that's all I'm going to say. If you get one in the mail and it's been used, do the math. But nonetheless, they have, from the commander-in-chief of the greatest so-called country the world has ever seen, told you we are kamikazing ourselves in order to get Russia over Ukraine. At the same time that we're going to cut our food supply off by sanctioning Russia, we're going to send billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine, and we're going to rape ourselves of our own financial system. So does this sound like someone that's in their right mind? Now, this man right here, he has no power. He sits in a powerful seat, probably the most powerful seat in the world, maybe next to the Pope. But you have to be, you have to start to do some real serious critical thinking if you think this man is running anything. Okay, what is he? He's not even in control of his own body. He's not in control of his own speech or his own cognitive ability. So how is he running anything? All right, but you don't go to war with an enemy and kill yourself in the process. That's kamikaze. Now, we have, speaking of Ukraine, we have some horrific images from the war in Ukraine. I'm going to show them here in a little bit, so y'all stay tuned for those images there so we can see just how bad it is, and man, it's horrible. But this is the reason that he's saying there are food shortages. Food shortages have been discussed by leaders is real. This was back in May, okay? So regardless if it's manufactured or not, doesn't matter. One thing that matters is the real result. End result is a famine. You know, there's a famine coming. That's it. The only thing that matters. If you want to get caught up in the semantics of whether they're doing it on purpose or not, that's not going to change the fact that you're going to have no food. All right? You should be more focused on, okay, there's a famine coming. What have I done to prepare for it? And not just from a physical standpoint, but from a spiritual standpoint. But we're here to show you tonight that this is all being done by design. This is not something that is just happening organically on the heels of a lockdown where the food supply and the supply chain was already delicate coming out of the lockdown. Now, you have some articles here. Just get them. Zero heads. We are teetering on the edge. Food shortage worries mount as PA farms crushed by record diesel prices. Pennsylvania farms. So at the same time they're talking about food shortages, we look at our gas pumps and the gas prices are off the chain. They're off the charts, right? But no end in sight of them going back down. So we're teetering on the edge. This is Pennsylvania farmers talking about this because of the diesel prices. June 16, 2022. There is nothing like the sweet smell of building back better. We talked about that. We've got a broadcast dealing with that. Pennsylvania farmers are being crushed by the record cost of diesel. So much so, the questions about a food crisis are starting to loom. The Morning Call reported. One farmer in Lehigh County is quoted as saying, I've got a tractor hooked up to my corn planter out here, no diesel fuel, and I can't afford to get any. So just like Ezra's told us, it's not that the food isn't there. Second Ezra 16 told us, who will gather the food? At least there's a gatherer, but there's no gas to do the gathering. But at some point, the people won't be there to gather the food that's on the branch or on the vine, right? It says, that farmer was airing his gripes to Kyle Coatsmire, a legislative affairs specialist for the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau. Coatsmire then turned around and testified to state lawmakers, we have reached that point to where it is very close to being a sinking ship. We are teetering on the edge right now. All right. The situation looks as though it will continue to push food prices higher, which is inflation, right? After the government reported that food prices in May were 10.1% higher than last year. Coates model amended the possibility of a food shortage. One, if they can't afford to put it in the ground, or two, if they can't afford to take it out. The PA average for diesel is now $6.19 per gallon, up about 75% from a year ago. So diesel has almost increased 100-fold from last year. It's a huge, huge expense for farmers. One farmer who works on about 3,500 acres burns through about 2,000 gallons of diesel per month. He said, if farmers cannot get crops out the ground, then there is not food on the shelves. So again, don't take my word for it. I'm just a messenger. I'm not a farmer, but he is. And he's telling you what's going on right now. Okay, and then now you have to ask yourself, why are diesel prices so high? Sloppy Joe says it's because of the war in Ukraine. But is it because of the war in Ukraine? And is there a war, a real war in Ukraine? Well, I think the horrifying images I'm about to show you soon will confirm that there is a really horrifying war happening right now in Ukraine. But let's keep going here. Naturalnews.com, a global food shortage catastrophe is unfolding, warns UN chief, June 25th, 2022. So this is the UN chief, the chief of the United Nations telling you. So we have the president telling you, we have a farmer telling you, and now we got a UN chief telling you, for those that are in disbelief and in denial, the grasshoppers of the world who are out having hot girl and hot boy summers, are in denial, and they're in denial with their actions and how they're going about, you know, spending all kind of money into frivolous nonsense versus getting prepared for the famine. It says, is the world about to enter a time of great tribulation that includes mass starvation? According to United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres, the answer is yes. Speaking about the unprecedented food shortages that are being blamed on Russia's invasion of Ukraine and climate change. Guterres warned listeners at a recent meeting that an unprecedented global hunger crisis is currently in the making. So they're blaming this on Ukraine and climate change. Also blaming the Wuhan DVOC 91 pandemic. Inequality is exposed. So now it's inequality that's causing the food shortage. Racism is causing food shortage right now. So these are all the reasons they're telling you there's a famine coming. Climate change, oh, that dang Russia, oh, that dang DVOC 91 and old-fashioned racism. Oh, yeah, and it was the DVOC 91 pandemic that exposed the racism as if, you know, we've never seen racism before 2020. But DVOC 91 exposed that, right, the inequality. Guterres hinted at what is soon to come for the planet as it descends into chaos and the destruction, the total destruction of the old world order. So they're telling you that the old world order is about to be destroyed. And what comes out of the ashes of the old world order? A new world order, or what they are calling the Great Reset. There is a real risk that multiple famines will be declared in 2022. Guterres said in a video message to officials from dozens of countries who recently converged in Berlin. And 2023 could be even worse. Okay? So they're saying that multiple famines are going to be declared this year. This is making it difficult for many of them to reach their yield targets, which means less food in the supply chain for consumers. Eventually, the problem will become noticeable at the grocery store. Now, not to get ahead of ourselves here, it says, how many wrenches can the globalists throw into the economy before it collapses by design? Now, I haven't really read this article, so I didn't even know this was in here. But yet and still, it pretty much lines itself up with the title for tonight's broadcast, Resetting the Table, the Manufactured Collapse, food supply. So there's more there with that article, but I'm just touching on some things here. I'm just going into showing different people that are saying what's going on right now. Before we go into the information to show how this is all being done by design. This isn't something that just come out of thin air and just, we can't catch a break in this decade. We got off to a bad start with the lockdown, and we just can't catch a break, and things just keep happening. No, this is not coincidental. So we have here on Zero Hedge, food shortages in 6 months. The globalists are telling us what happens next. Sunday, May 1st, 2022. In mid-2007, the Bank for International Settlements, the Central Bank of Central Banks, released a statement predicting an impending Great Depression caused by a credit market implosion. This is back in 2007. That same year, the International Monetary Fund also published warnings of a subprime woes leading to wider economic strife. Okay. I started writing alternative economic analysis only a year earlier in 2006, and I immediately thought it was strange that these massive globalist institutions with far-reaching influence on the financial world were suddenly starting to sound a lot like those of us in the Liberty Movement. This was 16 years ago. All right. Now, back then, the mainstream media was denying it as doom-mongering and conspiracy theory. Well, not too long after this, you had the housing crisis of 2008. Right? But this was the International Monetary Fund that came out and said this before it happened. It says here, for some reason, they like to tell us what they're about to do before they do it. The idea that globalists artificially create economic collapse events will of course, be criticized as conspiracy theory. So they'll want you to think it's a conspiracy theory, but they always like to seem to tell us this stuff before time in movies, TV shows, even now from the Oval Office, from the pulpit of the Oval Office now. The Great Reset Agenda proposed by WEF Head Klaus Schwab is just one example of the many discussions hidden in plain sight by globalists concerning their plans to use economic and social decline as an opportunity to quickly establish a new one-world system based on socialism and technocracy. Let's get Satan Schwab here real quick. You find him. So here he is. One of Satan's favorite sons, the head of the WEF, writer and author of The Great Reset and The Great Narrative, he says here, the pandemic represents a rare but narrow window of opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world. How convenient for him so that his prediction can hold true. That because of this so-called pandemic of 2020, now they have a window of opportunity to do a reset. Meaning that they can blame everything that's going on in our reality that's bad on the pandemic or the boogeyman cold, Devok 91, right? We must keep this in mind when we're understanding what's going on right now. The primary problem with discerning what the globalists are planning is not in uncovering secret agendas. They tend to openly discuss their agendas if you know where to look. No, the problem is in separating the admissions from the disinformation, the lies from the truth. This requires matching up globalist white papers and statements to the facts and evidence at hand in the real world. So what we do We take their white papers, we take their statements, we take their books, and we take the Bible and look at Bible prophecy to be able to separate the disinformation from when they come out and they're speaking disinformation versus when they're speaking truth. All right? Because they have no problem at this point telling you what's going on or what's happening. But they like to misdirect also. Food shortages in 6 months. A week ago, there was a torrent of press releases from global institutions all mentioning the same exact same concern. Food shortages within the next 3 to 6 months. These statements line up very closely with my own estimates, as I have been warning regularly about impending dangers of inflation leading to food rationing and supply chain disruptions. The IMF, the BIS, World Bank, the UN, the Rockefeller Foundation, we're going to talk more about them tonight. We just spoke about the World Economic Forum with Satan Schwab, Bank of America, and even Sloppy Joe. We just had him speak, are all predicting a major food crisis in the near term. It is not a coincidence that the policies of these very institutions and the actions of public politicians that work with them are causing the crisis they are now predicting. How are they able to predict things with so much pinpoint accuracy? It seems like everything they predict seems to happen in our reality, real time, like in a matter of months, whatever it is. Okay, so just like they did with the housing crisis back in 2008, they predicted that right before it happened. Now they're all coming out saying a food shortage is coming. So you can't then now say that you weren't warned. Inflation versus supply versus control. That's what we're dealing with right now. So the gas prices rising, it brings forth inflation, which is going to affect our supply, which then equals control. Okay, what else do we have here? Supplychainwarning.com. Right, very interesting name for this website. The food riots of 2022 have already begun. They will spread globally. New intel on scarcity of food, minerals, telecom equipment, and more. This is March 11th, 2022. Food riots have already begun in Iraq. Lebanon has announced rationing of wheat. Ukraine has halted all exports of most grains, while Russia has halted exports of fertilizer and many sources of natural gas. So again, because of this so-called war, sanctions go out, and now exports don't. So all the food that was once going out no longer is going out to feed the world. Does it make sense to put things in place to make that happen? It says here, the world is being plunged into an engineered global starvation scenario. And in North America, we only have a few months of abundant food still in the supply line. So Ray Charles can see this engineered global starvation scenario happening. When you do the math, it's easy to see what's going on here. Now, there's more here. Now, at the same time, they're telling us that there's a crisis with our food supply. Let us now hear what their explanation of and reasons are why it's happening. Surely they have the answers to what has caused this, and it's going to make sense to us so that we can understand that, hey, it makes sense why there is a famine and that it's based upon reasons that we can't really control or the really, really big issues that are hard to control. So let's go to the next video here. It says, what's causing a global food crisis? And is the world running out of food? So let's hear from ABC News. Certainly the mainstream media has the answers to what's going on with our food supply, because you can't deny the fact that there's a famine coming based upon the data that's coming out, based upon the different dynamics that are being put in place, and based upon the big-time figureheads that are speaking and proclaiming it. Okay, so that's not in denial. But let's see if we can figure out the why. So we're going to let mainstream media have their first crack at what's going on and why this is happening. Let's check it out. The disruption from the war. So now, because they said that there's this war that has happened, how inconvenient for us that now it stopped this food supply from going out from Ukraine, the breadbasket of Europe that feeds many other countries and other continents. And then how inconvenient for us that the President of the United States would then snap sanctions on Russia, who also exports, and now all other countries are boycotting Russia products. Well, you just cut your food supply off. You just bit the hand that feeds you. And this is your strategy to win the war, is to starve your, have it to where your own people now are being starved. Does that sound like a war strategy or something else happening? Now, hold up. What did she say is causing this? Let's hear that again. Conflict. Oh, yes, like the one in Ukraine with Russia. Climate change. Yeah, you know how the weather is just all over the place and can't be controlled? Yeah, climate change. Yeah, that. And the DVOC 91. Oh, yes, the big, bad boogeyman flu virus that no one's even talking about right now. It came in, as soon as it popped up on the scene, it disappeared just as quick. And no one's even talking about it no more. But it served its purpose to get the ball rolling. And it's a card that they can pull out and play on demand at their leisure. But these are the reasons that there is a food crisis happening that's about to bring forth a famine in this world. This is what they're telling us. These are the scapegoats. Conflict, climate change, DVOC 91. Now, didn't we just talk about 2008? Isn't it ironic that in 2008, the same time they had the housing crisis, they had another food crisis at the same time? Almost like an intro run to what's going on now in 2008. There it is. There it is. Those are your reasons for the food crisis. War in Ukraine, global warming, what they've now changed to climate change. We're going to talk about all these things tonight and DVOC 91. Okay. Problem, reaction, solution. Or there are scapegoats to put out in media so that you'll accept the reality for what it is. But when you understand the mysteries and you can't be deceived by man, you understand that this is a bunch of BS, okay? hogwash. This has got nothing to do with what's going on right now in our reality. But again, this is the mainstream media convincing you through their propaganda, through their fake news, through their psyops, to, for you to believe why our reality is changing into what it's changing into. But let's continue. So there it is, from the horse's mouth, right? D-Rock 91, conflict and climate change are the reasons for the famine. So because of that, and not just, you know, famine of bread and water, but famine of gas, because now there are petrol shortages and gas prices through the roof, and, you know, you have other countries and societies collapsing. And so now what is the White House telling us with all this happening? Zero Heads, the White House tells Americans, suck it up. For the sake of the liberal world order. So with the gas prices through the roof, food prices rising, okay, shortages, famines, the White House, the same white, you know, this is the same administration that black people voted for. They got us to vote for these, if you want to call them politicians, these people. These liberals in office, and now that you're suffering, they're telling you to suck it up because this is for the people of Ukraine. You starving is so that the people in Ukraine can get billions and billions of dollars pumped into their economy and military to fight Russia. And nobody's saying anything. It says here, the White House has told Americans they must continue to endure crippling high gas prices in order to preserve the liberal world order and support Ukraine. Well, when you do the translation to liberal world order, that's new world order. This is what the new world order looks like. This is what Build Back Better looks like. They just didn't let you in on the secret of what it really meant. All right? So you better suck it up because it's going to get a lot worse for you from here. If you can't suck it up now, you're not going to be able to suck it up later. All right? So go ahead and suck up all the bull crap that they're shoveling down your throat to believe that this is what's really going on right now. But they not only send and export your food and your oil to other countries, but also your money. Your tax dollars are going to Ukraine by the billions right now. Your food, your money, your oil, and you are being made naked, and desolate. And they've sold you a delusional reality of why. These comments were made by Biden advisor Brian Deese during a CNN interview when he was asked about the cost of living. So someone asked, so it says here, what do you say to those families that say, listen, we can't afford to pay $4.85 a gallon for months, if not years? The host asked this guy. What was his response? This is about the future of the liberal world order, and we have to stand firm. Let's hear it from the horse's mouth. this is about, this got nothing to do with anything else, but this is for the liberal world order, and we have to stand firm. So if you can't understand what's going on right now, when you hear a statement like that, then yeah, you are in a stupor. Okay? This is for the liberal world order. And they're going to stand firm in that. And you're going to help build it back better. The Sodomite Empire, you're going to help build it back from it being destroyed ages ago. The liberal world order. Okay, it comes at the expense of your suffering and dying. It says here, countless Americans couldn't care less about preserving the liberal world order in support of Ukraine and would undoubtedly rather put America first. You know why America's not first and Ukraine is first? The elders did a broadcast last Sabbath titled The Ten Horns. This is all about the Ten Horns. This ain't got nothing to do with America. This has all to do with the collapsing of America while emboldening and building back better the Ten Horns. They're going to build back better, but not America. They're building back better the Ten Horns. Wrong. It failed. Starting with Ukraine and getting the military set up as their military base of ancient Khazaria. And you're going to fund it, finance it, and build it back better. And you better not complain about it. Even the polls plummet when Americans hear and been told the consequences of supporting Ukraine. But that's not the view of the president, who also said yesterday that Americans should suffer pain at the pump for as long as it takes because Putin is a bad man. Remember that Putin? The big bad Putin, right? The next boogeyman. Hitler's grandson, if you let them tell it. Let's hear from the horse's mouth. Sloppy Joe, how long should we suffer with these high gas prices? Let's hear. In the order of preventing Russia, according to the narrative, to take Ukraine, it means you suffer at the pump, your food prices go out the roof, and your shelves become empty. The same thing they told us, remember with the bird flu, and you must kill your chickens because they have the bird flu. So kill your food, destroy your food supply off, because there's a flu out there that you know, is more deadly than Divac 91. Sound familiar? This is economic suicide. This is the suicide of an empire happening right before our eyes, being blamed on Russia. And they've had this cold war with Russia since the end of World War II, when during World War II, Russia was an ally. So the Nazis, who were the enemies during World War II, became the allies, and the Russians, who were the allies after World War II, became the enemies. They're all Esau. We're just Esau taking turns on who's going to play the part or the role of the bad guy in all this. So if they can continue their liberal world order and create the new world order. And we just need to create this great narrative to be able to sell it to the people so that they'll agree and go along with it until we have them in a place to where they no longer can do anything about it. That's all we're doing right now. We're trying to hold out, stretch this thing out as long as they can until, hey, you're so deep in that hole, you can't get out. So who's to blame for the high gas prices? Going back to the horse here. Who's the reason for the high gas prices? So the reason that all this is going on, high gas prices, no food on your shelves, high food prices, is because of Russia. Simple and plain. Not that there aren't other reasons that they haven't said, like climate change, Divac 91, but his job is to push the Russia boogeyman. And if he says it three times fast, he can cram it into your head to get you to accept that that's what it is. If you tell a lie enough, even the biggest Nazi, you know, I'm not going to keep saying his name, even he said if you tell a lie enough, people will believe it as the truth. Okay? So all they have to do is keep pumping it in your head, programming you with the mind control, and you'll say, yeah, you'll be at your little cookout or the barbershop or the hair salon, yeah. See them high gas prices? I know, man. That Russia, man. Dang, man. They're making it hard for us over here. I don't know what's going on with Russia, right? And you get to repeat the lie. Sound familiar to 2020? Oh yeah, man. That D-Rock 91, man. Yeah, man. I caught that the other day, man. And man, I'm blessed to be alive. It's all psychological. Let's see a comment from Chris Manahan. It says, the Biden regime is crashing the global economy just to stick it to Putin, and they don't give a dang how many Americans and Europeans have to suffer. Again, is this the first strategy of your war? Like, if this is like your last-ditch effort to try to stop it, okay. We can, you know, have an argument with that. I still argue you out of that point, but this isn't even their last strategy. This is their first strategy. So there's something else going on here that's not being told to the American people and to Europeans what's really going on. You're being given a great narrative for the Great Reset. Now, there's a quote here. I don't know who said this, but it says, you must be made to suffer for as long as it takes to secure the future of the liberal world order and ensure every town, city, state, and nation throughout the world can host a gay pride parade. And I don't know who said that quote, but that's pretty much what they're saying. Again, this is the reincarnation of the Sodomite empire from the ashes. And then you have the loyalists of Sloppy Joe. And when they try to make it make sense, they sound like morons. They try to explain this away and rationalize it. But if you got critical thinking skills, nah, it don't make sense. It don't make sense what you're saying. But what does make sense, this is what makes sense, is that they are resetting the table. The book of Daniel tells us that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away. The daily sacrifice shall be taken away. They're resetting the table, and this is a manufactured collapse of our food supply. Let me pull up some quotes here. And maybe it'll make sense, because we've heard all these people speak. Now let's hear it from another one of their deep, dark, satanic psychopaths. How many of you all are familiar with Henry Kissinger? Henry Kissinger said, control oil and you control nations. Control food, and you control the people. Is that not what's happening right now? We talk about these high gas prices and what's going on with the food supply. It's both happening together. Control oil, and you control nations. Control food, and you control the people. How about another quote? Now, this is, he made this quote. This wasn't like something he just said yesterday. He made this quote decades ago. We have another quote. We talked about controlling people. Let's get another one of Satan's favorite sons. The National Security Advisor to President Carter during the 70s, Zbigniew Brzezinski. He said in early times, it was easier to control a million people than to kill a million. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million. So we reached the point, family, with the internet and information that's coming out, they can no longer control the people, especially the children of Israel, can no longer be controlled, right? So if you can no longer control the people, what must you do? Especially if it's easier to do it. If it's easier than controlling them, you must kill them. You must kill them. And it's interesting that at the same time they opened this portal with CERN, the Georgia Guidestones explodes. And on the Georgia Guidestones, it said, keep humanity in perfect harmony with nature, with the population being 500 million people, which is a 90% population reduction. How are they going to reduce the world's population to 90%? So if you watch the Elders broadcast today on Patreon, then you'll see that this is nicely segueing right into what we're going into with this population reduction. So they can no longer control the people. They must kill them now. And we're going to be talking about some of the Illuminati cards tonight. Let me see if I can get the one I'm looking for. So one of the Illuminati cards from their card game, one of their goals is population reduction. Population reduction. It says too many people making too many problems and not enough love to go around. So even in their card game, this is a card that they play. And their population reduction comes through many ways. The Bible lets us know some of their ways of population reduction. Famine, war, plague, natural disaster. All right. The sword. We have a caller on Blog Talk. Let me go ahead and bring them on here before we continue. Don't want to lose them here. We'll come back to that. Don't worry about it. Caller from the 909 area code, Shabbat Shalom, you're live.
Hello. I'm calling from Southern California, and you were spot on with everything. And we also need to remember there are people who say, well, if it's not true, then why is it on the news? Why are all the news stations saying the same thing? Well, under Obama, he had repealed the Smith Mundt Act, M-U-N-D-T, Smith Mundt Act. And what that did was prevent our CIA, our intelligence agency, from using propaganda on the U.S. public. And when he reversed that, that gave them free rein for them to do that. So, you know, many of us have suspected as far as CIA or FBI feeding, you know, these news stations with information, you know, to feed to the people, which are, you know, lies. But, you know, how do you prove that? Well, when you look back at the different executive orders that were signed under the Obama administration, that was one of them. And I thought that was very interesting. And then shortly after, we started seeing clips that were a compilation of stations all saying the same thing, which is what they're doing right now, pushing this whole Russia thing, and they're responsible for doing everything, which, you know, people who take a deeper dive and examine and use their brain know that that's not true. So I thought that was very interesting. I didn't know, not many people know that as far as that Smith Month Act. So I just thought I would contribute. Thank you.
That's definitely a great point that you're bringing out there with the fact that they do have in law, I believe this is the same law you're speaking about, where they it's legal for them to push propaganda in the news.
Yes.
And in the media. So, and that's on the book. So when you understand that, then how can you really believe anything that they're showing you, what they would call news on TV?
Exactly.
You would have to question and scrutinize everything that they say. If they have in law that they can do this and it's legal, then that means I can't believe anything they say until it's been proven to be right. They have to prove it. They can't just say it. They must now prove it with facts and information, which they don't do. They run a story without no proof, without no facts, and people eat it up as reality.
That's crazy. Thank you for taking my call. I didn't want to take any more of your time, but I just thought that was important for people to know because it kind of slid under the radar, you know, when it happened.
Well, thanks for calling in and bringing that point forward. I appreciate it. Bless you and Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, and you too.
Okay. So again, this is who is at work here. The manipulators. Their job is not to give you the truth, but to sell you what? A delusion through unpleasure, through all deceivableness and unrighteousness. Right? Through the pleasure of sin. You will believe the lie and the delusion of reality that they have sold to you. So because of this issue with Ukraine, okay, because remember now that's the one of the driving forces behind the gas prices, the food shortages, the upcoming famine, everything, inflation. Yeah, just blame Russia. They've been blaming Russia for over half a century now. Remember when the Donald Trump got voted in office? Who did they blame? Oh, Russia. They were tampering in our elections. Russia, Russia, Russia. Anybody remembers that Rocky IV with Sylvester Stallone and Dolph Lundgren, right? They've been pushing that Russia-America propaganda for a long time, since way before that. It's Esau working together with Esau to play their citizens against one another. So Canada, who was also Esau, to help offset food and energy shortages caused by Ukraine crisis. So now they're not only saying that there's a food shortage, but there's a energy shortage, meaning their gas is energy. We're now going into a time of rolling blackouts, and all of a sudden the electric grid doesn't work conveniently. At the same time, all the other stuff's going on. There's a shortage of electricity, and that's going up. All right. But, hey, they are rightly justified because there is so much atrocity happening in Ukraine right now with Russia. I mean, I'm about to show you this horrific. If you have kids, you may not want them to see these images. I'm about to show you of how bad things are in Russia right now, which is causing all this that they're talking about, or actually Ukraine. It's in Ukraine. All this is happening right now. You might want to tell your kids to turn away for a little while until we show these, get past these images. of just how bad things are in Ukraine right now. Let me pull it up. This comes out the Daily Mail. It says, Kyiv, bask in freedom. Ukrainians flock to beaches and soak up the sun on the banks of the Dnieper in scenes that were unimaginable weeks ago when Russia launched assault on city. So let's look at these horrific images here in Ukraine. Look at the atrocity, the horror of the war in Ukraine, with all the people at the beach hanging out in the summertime. Look at all the dead bodies from what Russia has done in Ukraine, what Vladimir Putin has done. Look, now they're on the bridge dead. Horror. All the Ukrainians in this war-torn country. Right? These are images just the other day. And these are the people that are raking in billions upon billions of U.S. dollars for their country and for their military. What's really going on, family? We have been sold a delusion, a strong delusion. And you have those that would believe a lie. So it says here, on Saturday, Kyiv enjoyed 34-degree heat. That's Celsius. You're probably looking at, 80s, 90s. As the city's residents lounged on the sand of its central beach. Just weeks ago, the city was under siege by Vladimir Putin's forces and missiles struck indiscriminately. Remember, all the missiles that came down. So, what they told us. Back then, snow covered much of the city. Now the summer weather has coincided with relative peace. Peace? They're telling us every day that rockets are coming down. Missiles are coming down. People are bloodied up and running for their lives if they survive. And even with these images, they're still trying to make us believe that there's a war going on. But a sense of anxiousness also lies over the city as men continue to be called to Ukraine's eastern front lines. So it's a time of peace. Men are dealing with anxiety because they're being called. Do these look like men are being called to the front lines? The front lines of what? The beach shores? Them the only front lines I see men being called to here. The front lines of the bridge. These are not people that are horrified of a war going on in their country right now, or people that are living as if everything is normal and what we've been told is one big lie. See, this is the stuff, and again, if you're going to show images of what they're showing as far as war going on, you have to show these images too to give a balance so that people can make a decision on what's really going on. Not all 24/7 war in Russia with the same images on repeat of some people, some tanks out in some in the middle of nowhere, and you can't identify where they're at, and you don't know what year it is, and they're just running tanks, and they could be doing drills somewhere, and they're telling you that's war. Oh, look at the family. They murdered all these families, babies out dead on the bridge. Horror. In Ukraine. More horror. They can't even play volleyball in the sand in Ukraine because of all the war going on right now. They can't even ride their bikes in the streets because it's so dangerous. Or walk in the streets in Ukraine. Now, they'll show us this image and say, well, there was a rocket attack on Ukraine. Right? And now there's smoke rising above the city lines. Now, how many people can honestly say that you were driving through your city and it was far off and you've seen something like this far off in your city, a great smoke going up in the sky from some event happening, whether it was just a building that caught fire or something, you know, just a normal event. But they'll show you this, and people will conclude that this is war. This image right here proves that there's war in Ukraine. Right? That right there proves that there's war in Ukraine. But what does this image prove? And this image, man, it must be hard life living in Ukraine. Right? And, you know, they'll even show an image like this. And again, we've exposed them for showing images in Syria and Iraq and saying it's Ukraine when it's not. These were images 10 years ago. Now, I'm not saying that I know where this image is. I don't know. But this doesn't prove anything. Neither does this. You know, because if it was war to that level, I don't think an elderly lady would be outside walking around with groceries. Now check this out. It says, crowds gathered to view destroyed Russian tank and armored vehicles that have been put on display in St. Michael's Square for public viewing. So they've put out some toys, almost like a museum. And they say, yeah, these are Russian tanks that our army destroyed. We put them out on display for all the people to come and look at. So my thing is, okay, so did this war happen 1,000 miles away? Did this war happen in the city? Because these people are walking around looking at this stuff like it's everyday life, right? So who's to say what any of this stuff is and what's going to prop? That they have, these Hollywood props we put out. I don't know that that's a Russian tank. I don't know anything. All I know is that that's what you're saying. That's what you're saying it is. But I do know I can look at a picture. A picture says 1,000 words. And when I'm looking at these pictures and taking into consideration the insanity coming from the White House about sucking up the liberal world order and then pumping billions of dollars to Ukraine, and that you have to just endure it and deal with it. And Sloppy Joe is saying it as long as it takes, and saying Russia, 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 without any type of proof and just, you know, pumping out rhetoric. I can use common sense now to say, okay, well, something, hey, I can't say, I have my opinion, but I'm not, one thing I can say is that what the narrative that they're telling me don't match up with what's going on in our reality. That's critical thinking and common sense. So they'll show you these images here, right, which look like drills, and say, oh, this war in Ukraine. Okay, the war is so dangerous in Ukraine, a cameraman has time to set up in the middle, because they're aiming, and the cameraman is in the crossfire now. So I guess he died on the line of duty filming the war in between the Russian and Ukraine troops. Or do they don't shoot the journalist in the times of war? They identify him and they shoot around, because he's right in the middle of the gunfire, taking these images. So they'll show you this and say, yeah, it's war in Ukraine. This proves it. Right? This proves the war. These images right here. See? See that war? That bloody warfare? It's so horrific warfare that they're standing out of cover. An open line of fire. That's how, you know, dangerous this war is over there. Right? He can just chill in the war and just sit there with the gun pointed up at the sky. It's so dangerous. And they have time to talk about talk video they made, you know. He's talking to him, and he'll tell him what TikTok video he's talking about in the middle of a serious conflict. While the cameraman is there getting great photos, photo ops. Right? And you haven't heard any cameraman or news people die in these uncompromisable scenarios of being in the line of fire. They're like Neo in the Matrix, dodging the bullets out there in the middle of these gunfights. Right? Oh, he finally took some cover. Look, his cover is so good. Not only will they not see him, but those branches are going to knock down every last bullet that comes his way. Right? You can't make this stuff up, fam. Only the simple. Those in the delusion and in the stupor are going to fall for the tricks, the delusion. And here they're carrying a guy off with no blood, limbs intact. They carry him off. This is a drill. That's all this is. They ran a drill, and they told you it was war. Look, he no blood. While the cameraman's standing there. Now, notice how he's hurt. He's got all the guns, all the military equipment and protection. And it's not the cameraman that's on the ground. He's on the ground. This cameraman must be a bad man or woman. Hey, if it's a woman, that's a really bad woman. To be out there with them, he's got men dropping dead, and she, you know, man, what skills does she have and been trained with to be out there and be unscathed? Okay, so this is what they're selling us in mainstream. The horror of Ukraine. And this is the reason. Hold up, family. Hold up. This is the reason your gas prices are through the roof right now. The reason why your shelves are bare and food prices going up. The reason why inflation is through the roof is because of this right here. This horror. So, hey, look. What else do we have? See if we can spot some more psychology going on here. Private industry notification. Federal Bureau of Investigation Cyber Division. April 2022. So it says here, ransomware attack on agricultural cooperatives potentially timed to critical seasons. It says the Federal Bureau of Investigation forming food and agricultural sector, let me get this right here, partners that ransomware actors, hey, check out the word, ransomware actors may be more likely to attack agricultural cooperatives during critical planting and harvest seasons, disrupting operations, causing financial loss, and negatively impacting the food supply chain. The food supply chain. So here it is. These actors, these ransomware actors, cyber terrorists, are attacking our food supply. Or they can. This is an FBI document. Cyber division telling you this can happen. Malicious cyber threats on our food supply from ransomware actors. Okay? So they're putting it out there so that when it happens, they can say, we told you it was coming. these cyber terrorists, they were attacking our food supply, and that'll be just another reason that your food supply chain is disrupted. And they could say, well, there's another threat. There's another reason why. We talked about this on some of our past broadcasts, Cyber Polygon, which was hosted by the WEF, and how cyber terrorism was going to be the next invisible boogeyman that they would use. They used the DVOT 91 invisible boogeyman, and they have the climate change invisible boogeyman, and now they have the Russia invisible boogeyman, because, hey, that boogeyman is invisible on the beaches of Ukraine, the streets of Ukraine, because the people don't see it. America sees the boogeyman, but the people don't. It's visible to them. But America's trying to convince you he's there. The same way the FBI is trying to convince you that this guy right here on your screen, he's there behind the computer looking to disrupt your food supply. And we talked about this. We also did a redux. So if you haven't seen those broadcasts, you can check them out. I do believe we did talk about some of the ways they would disrupt the food supply chain. But they had a drill or a simulation. We're going to talk about more simulations tonight. Cyber Polygon, okay, WEF, World Economic Forum, ran this simulation on the cyber terrorists that are coming. And isn't it also interesting, family, how ISIS has disappeared? Remember how during the Obama administration it was ISIS every day? I guess ISIS all caught the DVOT 91 and died. They didn't get vaccinated. So because they didn't do that, they're all dead now. And so ISIS is a thing of the past. These boogeymen, they come in the reality so quick and they disappear even quicker, right? Haven't heard ISIS in a long time, or the other ones before them, okay? But, so, now that we've heard from the mainstream, we've heard from the president's Oval Office about what's going on, Ukraine and Russia, and we've heard from the UN chief about the food supply, we've heard from farmers, okay? We've heard from Canada's got their, you know, they're doing their part in all this. We've heard quotes from, you know, Kissinger and Brzezinski. Hey, now that we've dealt with mainstream, now let's start to look alternatively to see what's really going on. Okay, we know there's an issue with the supply chain with the food. May not necessarily feel the full effects right now. But looking at gas prices, listening to what they're saying, common sense. But now let's see if we can see that this is all being done by design, or you can believe the narrative that they're telling you and selling you on, that, it's Ukraine, climate change, and DVOT 91. So we've talked about this in previous broadcasts. This is on Zero Hedge. Another U.S. food processing plant erupts in flames. Erupts in flames. This is June 14th, 2022. This was in Wisconsin. See, this is the real war we should be talking about, not Ukraine. What about this war? How many food processing plants does it make up to this date for just this year alone? So the first one started on January, well, I guess within the last year, right? January the 11th, 2021 is when this all is being counted from, that date. So from that date up until now, here are all the situations happening in the U.S. This is the 97th incident of similar nature where a food supply plant has been affected one way or the other. 97 since January 11th, 2021. And if you go from this year, you have, there was 10 that happened last year. And starting at 11, going up to 97, you have 86 or 87 that have happened this year. And we're not even half, we're just halfway through the year. Coincidence? Now, you only had 10 last year. So when you do the math, I think someone, I was watching the video, they did the math. They said the most they've ever seen in a given year was 20. Last year, we only had 10. So that's, you know, somewhere in that number is about average what you could expect to happen that you could say is not out abnormal. But 86 in 7 months. But when you go 2 weeks further down the road, another food processing plant shutters operation. So it may not have caught fire, but it shut down. This is June 28th. And so this plant is shutting down. So if you go through the math, and of course we're starting at 11, because that's, you know, when it started this year, you go all the way up and you get to 100 closing poultry plants in Tennessee. So that's 89 in 7 months. That in one form or the other aren't processing or putting out food. Again, coincidence, DVOC 91, climate change, war in Ukraine, all these things are coincidences happening at the same time. So, of course, when we start looking alternatively, the mainstream media wants to get you back in focus with their hocus pocus, right? They can't let you break your programming. You need to tune back in for your local programming, okay? USnews.com, fact focus. Food plant fires fuel conspiracy theory. So now, when you start asking questions about what's going on, normal, an absurdly high amount of food facilities catching fire and shutting down, you're now within the realm of conspiracy theory, conspiracy question asking. You're just simply questioning the narrative. A small fire at a Purdue Farm soybean facility in Virginia on Saturday has become the most recent fodder for a conspiracy theory that suggests fires at food processing plants and other facilities are part of an effort to undermine the U.S. food supply. U.S. News and World Report. It was an accidental fire. Nothing suspicious here. Nothing to see here. This is an accident. And of course, they come on here with their Jedi mind tricks, you know, try telling that to the internet, where the incident become the latest fodder for an unfounded and growing conspiracy theory alleging that fires at various U.S. food processing plants and other facilities are part of a deliberate effort to undermine the food supply. But is it a conspiracy theory, family? Of course, they have their fact checkers come in, which have been exposed before. They've exposed their own fact checkers to say that, you know, they just made up stuff. They make up stuff. But they never go back and correct their fact checkers and take them down from what they've already fact checked after getting exposed. Right? But nobody says anything about that. Okay? So you must stay programmed. So now that we're going into this being manufactured and engineered, I want to go back a little bit in history And not only does it show that they've done this and they do these types of things where they control the food supply, but primarily, who is it really aimed at? It's aimed at the children of Israel. That's who all this trouble is really, really aimed at. So let me pull up our next article here. Article comes off the Atlantic.com. It says, kill every buffalo. Kill every buffalo you can. Every buffalo dead is an Indian gone. The American bison is the new U.S. national mammal, but its slaughter was once seen as a way to starve Native Americans into submission. Huh, you don't say. So you notice how at the time, no one was saying these type of things about this being a war tactic, that when you take out a food supply of a people, it's a military strategy to overcome them in war. So who is the war really against right now? Is it really a war in Ukraine? Or is it a war here in America against the people or the people of other countries? Is that who the war is really against? This is a war strategy. So you notice back then, they didn't say anything about this being a tactic of war. But hundreds of years later, after they've accomplished their goal in taking down the Native Americans and taking over their country and their land, now they can come out and tell you, yeah, this is a strategy of war. So this goes into it and some of the stories of what happened back then, how these colonizers, and that's being nice, these colonizers' main thing was to kill off the buffalo or bison. Because they knew if they did that, then the Native Americans would not be able to survive because that was their main food supply. And they made contests out of this. Who could kill the most buffalo? Well, they were just killing them and slaughtering them. They weren't killing them for food or sustainment. They were just killing them for sport, but more so for war. So when you go into the book of Genesis, chapter 49, and this is how we're able to identify the children of Israel, by going through history and prophecy and unlock these mysteries. When you look at Genesis 48:19, it says, Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. So we know that Gad was overtaken by a troop. Cowboys, colonizers, Spanish conquistadors, the cavalry of, what's the president's name? His name escapes me. Andrew Jackson. Those were the troops that overcame Gad here in America. Okay. And this is one of their strategies on how they overcame Gad. They attacked their food supply. Sherman knew that as long as the Sioux, which was a native tribe, hunted buffalo, they'd never surrender to life with a plow. So as long as they had buffalo to hunt, you would never win the war with Gad. This was manifest destiny, and there'd never be enough room for Native Americans and white settlers. In treaty after reneged treaty, the land granted to the tribes of the Great Plains shrunk. The U.S. wanted them docile to take up farming on the reservations to stay put, but the Sioux, the Kiowa, and the Comanche, nearly all the tribes of the plains, lived alongside buffalo herds and took from them their skins for tents and their meat for food. right? This is going into all that history. So if this is part of war and military strategy, why would they need to reinvent the wheel now? Okay. So it may not be the buffalo that they're slaughtering, but the translation is food supply. It doesn't matter in what way it comes. The buffalo of then is our grocery stores now, where we go to the grocery stores and get our food off the shelves. When that supply chain is interrupted, it's equivalent to the buffalo being destroyed on the Great Plains. It says here, a quote, "We were never able to control the savages until their supply of meat was cut off." The savages, right? These old redskins. To show you how there's no new thing under the sun. Now, there's another video, another article here off Smithsonian. You know, we get multiple references here, so you can't say it's just one person's thought on all this. This is the Smithsonian. "Where the buffalo no longer roam, the transcontinental railroad connected east and west and accelerated the destruction of what had been in the center of North America." So in order for them to get the railroad laid, which would basically allow them to wipe out the Native American Indians, they had to first get rid of all the buffalo. The buffalo at one point was an endangered species. And check out this image right here of this colonizer, you know, colonizing conquistador cavalry troop standing on the skulls of all these dead buffalo. Look at that. Thousands upon thousands of skulls, a skull mountain of buffalo. This was in the 1870s. So it was twofold. In order to get the railroad laid, we got to get rid of the buffalo. We got to get rid of Native Americans. And by getting rid of the buffalo, now we can get this railroad laid, which will give us an upper hand in military against Native Americans. Not often talked about history here. Okay, this is all happening in and around the Civil War time, when we as blacks were coming out of slavery. You had Manifest Destiny, you had the Emancipation Proclamation, all these Edomite agendas. More delusion, we were sold. The Native Americans were given peace treaty after peace treaty, more lies. We were told, you know, Emancipation Proclamation, you're free. So we bought into the lie, not knowing that Esau always has a trick up his sleeve. Okay? He just wants to convince you right now with this 2020 campaign that started and is being heavily pushed through DLOC 91, climate control, crisis after crisis, the Ukraine war, medical procedure mandates. Oh, yeah, we just need you to take one to flatten the curve. Now we need you to take two. Now you need a booster. Now you need a second booster. It never stops, okay? You're just going to be strung along and strung along till you're hanging from that string or that noose. There he goes, a troop. A troop that would take down Gad. General Philip Sheridan. Yeah, let's make sure we call his name out. We'll tell him how much blood of the Gadites he has on his hands. It says the Transcontinental Railroad made Sheridan's strategy of total war much more effective in the mid-19th century. It was estimated that 30 million to 60 million buffalo roamed the plains. 30 to 60 million. An estimated 200,000 buffalo were killed annually. Every year, they're killing almost a quarter of a million of buffalo. They began killing buffalo by the hundreds of thousands in the winter months. Pray to your flight be not the winter. The devastation of the buffalo population signaled the end of the Indian War. The Native Americans were pushed into reservations. So they had us on plantations. They had natives on reservations. Both the same differences there, but pretty much the same concept. Get those Israelites as slaves. Get them on slaves. And today we have the prison industrial complex. More blacks are in the prison system now than were in plantations and in slavery during the slave times here in America. All right. So they upgrade the agenda. Same agenda, they just upgrade it. Not easier just cut your food supply off and make up fairy tales and fables of why they're doing it, than actually go out and try to slaughter hundreds of thousands of buffalo again. And I know some of you probably seen the video footage of those cattle, like 6,000 cattle that just dropped dead. And they said, oh, it's from the heat, as if cattle haven't been surviving in the heat all these years. And all of a sudden, 6,000 just dropped dead here in America. Yeah, there's no new thing under the sun. This is all by design. So we have a video here, and then we're going to go into some of their white papers and start to try to round out this broadcast. I have a few videos I want to show you all, but and then we're going to go into some of their white papers to show you, for those naysayers that say this not being done on purpose, doesn't change the fact that it's happening. Doesn't change the fact they told you it's coming. Okay? I'm just showing you that this is all being done by design, so you can come up under the spell of all the lies that these liars are seducing you with. Because they're going to seduce you with these lies all the way to your destruction if you don't wake up. That's the point. 2020, a lot of people fell victim to that injection. They would rather believe a lie. Okay, so when you understand that there's manufacturers behind our reality, and that the greatest lie the devil could make society believe that he didn't exist, when you know the devil exists, that he's the prince of this world, the god of this world, the prince of the air, when you understand that what's going on in this reality. And you won't be caught up in the idea, well, no one is that evil. And that the devil has children. And that he's given his children, if he's the god of this world, who is going to have the most power in this earth next to him? His children. Sons and daughters that are here to do his bidding. Who have all the money, all the resources. Let's check this video out here. This video, more on our food supply chain. It says California to shut down supply chain. 70,000 trucks may be off the road in days. So let's check a little bit of this video out, and then we're going to go into some of the articles here. California shutting down supply chain. So what happens, family, when you have 70,000 truck owners in California stop driving because of a law, not because of gas prices. Gas prices is one whole nother monster in itself, okay, that they've been having to deal with. But what happens now when they put a law in place to where they can't drive? 70,000. That's the equivalency of them killing off 200,000 buffalo. The same thing. That's exactly what's happening here, but it's happening in a different format. Same strategy. We're going to do it in a more covert way where the people may not really realize what's happening here. See, they go out and kill off all your cattle. They come by your house and just kill off all your cattle. Now, that's war. You can kill my property. You can kill my food. But if we just pass a law to where your food trucks don't run, you probably won't hear this news anywhere. And by the time it catches up to your store shelves, it'll be too late for you to have figured out what happened about this law. Okay, so I want everyone to understand and examine this. And check this out. I didn't even know this, but it looks like 2 days from when this video was made, this same content creator, look over here at the video he did, Vax Heart Attacks Exposed, which looks very similar to our last broadcast we did, right, with the SADS, the sudden arrhythmic death syndrome. So I haven't seen that, but that would probably go right in line with what we were also talking about. So again, you know, there's a lot of people out here talking about the same things we're talking about. So there are others out here. They may not know what we know biblically, but they know something's going on in a reality that's not right. So he's talking about this video he has. They're building camps. We're going to talk more about the gates of hell here shortly. You have the gates of hell and, of course, Satan's swab over here. Okay, up your nose. And they want to put the swab somewhere else, but I can tell you where the swab can go. We can go jump in the lake of fire with the gates of hell. But let's continue with this video here. This is a website that we have encountered in some of the past broadcasts we did. And I'm not saying that you have to, or you should get from this particular company. There's a lot of them out there. But brothers and sisters should also start looking into long-term storageable food. Some of this food can last 10, 15 years on the low end. And if you're talking about food, and I know this type of food is more expensive, but if you get this type of food that can last 10 or 15 years, you know, that's about the time you're going to need to, you know, have food last with what's coming. And you won't have to worry about rotating out like canned goods or dry goods and stuff like that, because this has a longer shelf life. You'll just have to make sure you have the water and the proper cooking abilities to be able to, you know, cook this food. But start looking, there's all kind of sites out there. Start looking into long-term storageable food. And, you know, if anything, get a little bit. You know, it's expensive. It can be expensive in some cases, but have maybe a little bit to go along with your shorter-term cans and dry goods. But this particular website is heavenharvest.com, and I believe with his code, you get free shipping. So, but this, all this stuff that, you know, we're sharing tonight, you're going to get these links within, you know, 48 hours of this broadcast. So don't worry. You will get this information soon that you can, you know, just go straight to the links and watch stuff, you know, this video and other links we've shared tonight. So even he is calling it a controlled collapse. And I don't know this guy. I think this is probably the first video of his I've seen. But a lot of the same things that we're saying, he's saying. So let's continue here. So really what this is, family, this is an attack on small business owners, independent contractors, those who have their own trucks. This is weaning them out of the industry, okay, of the market, which is, think about 2020. How many small companies and small business owners went out of business and went belly up during 2020? And how many of these corporations increased their profits by billions during the lockdown? So this is just another way to not only attack and collapse our food supply, but also destroy the little man, the small man on the totem pole, to where you can't be independent. You're going to depend on the beast for your employment. What happens when you have to park your truck because it costs more money to run your truck because of gas and other inflationary prices than the money that you're going to make with the goods that you have to drop off, your load? Okay, that's where we're at right now. And for a lot of you, maybe the same way. It costs you more to go to work to drive halfway across your town than you're going to make in a day's worth wage working your job. And this is what Revelation 6 was talking about when it says a penny for a measure of wheat, meaning you are going to work a whole day's wage and only be able to show a piece of bread for working for a whole day. It's not a fair trade-off. Because, yeah, you may have a piece of bread to eat, but what about everything else that you have to pay? That's inflation. The liberal world order, that's what they're telling you you're going to have to suffer through and be all for, the liberal world order. I'm going to check this document out right here. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Okay, it's the time we're going into. Of course, so we have the articles here that were discussed in this video. Dutch protesters pour manure on government offices over industry killing regulations. So here it is again. We have more suicidal kamikaze laws or regulations being put in place that are destroying Dutch farmers. It's insane. These radical government plans, they're looking to cut nitrogen emissions by 50% to 95% by 2030. Because of climate change, these new regulations have to be put in place. And what does this do? This in turn causes Dutch farmers not to be able to do their job. And so now they're out of a job. So now they're protesting, pouring manure all over government buildings and offices. This plan